And finally, to wrap things up this morning, a story from exactly 100 years ago, when a series of unofficial ceasefires took place along parts of the Western Front during the first Christmas of World War I. For a few brief days, troops from the opposing Allied and German armies sang songs and carols together, eventually leaving their trenches to meet in no man's land for a short-lived and unofficial Christmas truce. Well, bringing this extraordinary event alive for us this morning is English singer-songwriter Fiona Bevan, whose new song They Sang Silent Night was inspired by her reading of letters from the frontline troops at the time. Jeff Wood from RN's The Rhythm Divine spoke with Fiona about the Christmas truce.
A 100 years ago, in December 1914, after 5 months of fighting and hundreds of thousands of casualties, the Great War came to a standstill. The first winter of the war had arrived, with rain and snow and mud bringing all movement to a halt, while German and Allied armies faced each other in a stalemate across a system of trenches that stretched from the North Sea to the Swiss frontier. An appeal for a Christmas ceasefire from the new Pope, Benedict XV, was dismissed by the military authorities on both sides. And yet, hesitantly, and almost unbelievably, along some parts of the Western Front, the guns did fall silent for a few brief hours, in what became known as the Christmas Truce.
Yeah, so Western Front, let's picture it. It's just coming up to Christmas time. Very cold, very dark, and it's the Germans and the British within metres of each other, really, in their trenches. And it happened on Christmas Eve, because that's a very important night for the German sort of Christmas tradition. That's when they give their presents, that's when Santa Claus comes. And so they started, you know, lighting candles and trying to create Christmas trees and decorations. And I think that really kicked it all off. And a lot of the British and Germans respected each other's religious or Christmas traditions during that whole period. And actually, there was a ceasefire.
G'day, I'm Jeff Wood. And I'm glad you could join me as we remember the World War I Christmas truce with the help of a young British singer-songwriter, Fiona Bevan, who wanted to bring this remarkable story to the YouTube generation. Fiona co-wrote the song Little Things with Ed Sheeran, which was a number one single for One Direction in 2012. But her latest single is a meditation on the events of a century ago, when, in spite of orders from their superiors, opposing Allied and German troops stopped firing and started singing. They stepped out of their trenches and came together across the front lines to bury dead comrades and to talk, exchange gifts, play football, and, as the title of Fiona's new song says, they sang Silent Night.
He flies through the house like a hurricane plane, stretched out wide, see it's all just a game. He plays his toy soldiers and aims with his gun and waits for his father for the war to be won. Tell me it'll be over soon. Tell me it'll be over soon. Like when they sang Silent Night from the battlefield line.
All across the Western Front, these truces broke out. Some of them were quite pre-arranged between the commanders, and some of them just happened in quite a spontaneous and lovely way. But, I mean, it wasn't true along the whole of the Western Front, but it was certainly breaking out in places, and in some places it actually lasted until New Year. So it was this extraordinary, spontaneous moment of humanity. And, you know, the shaking of hands, the exchanging of gifts, you know, they would give each other cigars and bully beef and things like that, and have conversations, because a lot of the Germans spoke very good English and had lived in England, and vice versa as well, I imagine. And we know all this from the soldiers' letters, so there's a lot of this amazing personal and very emotive evidence of all of this happening. So it's extraordinary, and that's what inspired my song. I've read a few of them from, mostly they're from British soldiers, the ones that I've read. I'm sure there are corresponding, you know, German ones as well, but I've read them from soldiers all over the UK, actually, because they're all actually, you can read them online. It's incredible, the sort of archives online. And they're full of all these day-to-day details, and then just how amazing it is that they sort of had a game of football, you know, kicking around a ration tin because they didn't actually have a ball. And singing together and shouting across to the other side and saying, look, if you meet me halfway, I'll meet you halfway and we won't fire. And then people trusting each other enough to come out of the trenches and shake hands and have a conversation and, you know, share some gifts. And one British soldier got the name and address of his German friend as a sort of memento of the moment. The next day, I think, in many places it was all over and it was back to war as they knew it, but it was just this incredible moment which just shows how incredible human beings can be, really, under these awful circumstances.
We spent Christmas Day in the trenches, and it was one long to be remembered for a reason that you can hardly credit. We had a day off with the Germans and had fun along with them in chasing a hare and giving as well as receiving souvenirs. It seemed to be a mutual truce along our part of the line. Certainly it was not official. The first that we knew about it was a few Germans putting their heads up above the trenches. Some of the boys saying that they wanted to bury their dead. A few of the enemy soon appeared clear of the trenches. Before you could say Jack Robertson, they all came out and over the trenches without their rifles. Our boys were soon swarming up to meet them, and handshaking ensued. We were not allowed to go near their trenches, so we carried their dead half across, and they carried our dead to the same distance. Private Edward Duncan, Gordon Highlanders.
It's very famous that Silent Night was sung at this special and strange moment. And I think perhaps the reason why that song has become the one that's really remembered is perhaps the reason that there is a German version and an English version, and the words are very similar in each language and the tune has remained the same, you know, in each language. And so somehow it was a coming together of the two different traditions in one moment. I think the popularity of Silent Night actually in the UK has really grown since this event, because I think at the time it wasn't necessarily a really sort of famous carol, and now it's just one of the absolute tenets of Christmas. You know, it's one of the really important songs that we sing, I mean, whether you're religious or not really. And so I think that's why I took my inspiration from that song, and I used the melody of that song in my chorus. But my song is really about what's happening now, and it's about peace. You know, I wrote it after reading the paper all summer about all these atrocities throughout the world and just wishing for peace and wanting everybody to just, you know, lay down their guns and sing together. And that may sound fanciful, but I, you know, I don't think it's too much to ask, really.
He flies through the house like a hurricane plane, arms stretched out wide, see it's all just a game. He plays his toy soldiers and aims with his gun and waits for his father and for the war to be won. Tell me it'll be over soon. Tell me it'll be over soon. Like when they sang Silent Night from the battlefield line. Allah to end the war.
all wrapped up prettily under the tree. But I don't need these presents, just your presence with me. Please come home safely, that's all that we need. The whole world together with their family. Tell me it'll be over soon. Tell me it'll be over soon. Like when they sang Silent Night from the battlefield lines. Peace for one night, a ceasefire. Let's sing again all together and send our love to end the wars. Peace time forever.
London-based singer-songwriter Fiona Bevan and her new single They Sang Silent Night, based on the events of the Christmas truce during World War I exactly 100 years ago. And that was an acoustic version of her single recorded for The Rhythm Divine here on RN with Jeremy Maru from the group Busby Maru on backing vocals. Jeff Wood spoke with Fiona Bevan on her recent Australian tour, and you'll find the full interview on the Rhythm Divine website.